T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Thanks for everybody showing up today.
That's it for this edition of the Bernstein and McKnight Show. Hopefully Dan has made it safely to Saskatchewan, where extradition is very difficult. Hub Arkish was in for Dan today. I'm Connor. Lawrence is here. It is transition time. He's got Joe Maddon coming up in just a few. Schedule change. But no change for the Cubs on the road, apparently. Still just more heavy lifting for that offense, and not being able to hit Chase Vargas or anybody else that came out of that Phillies pen was especially demoralizing last night. That is a game, if you're setting up, Lawrence, at least to me, like the columns of, okay, you got beat, nice win, blowout loss, or the one you want back because it's the one that keeps you from winning a division. That's the column I put last night's game into.
I'm actually really curious to talk with Joe about it, because his whole concept of good at bats, put balls in play. Cubs did that last night.
Yeah.
Like, they put balls in play.
Three infield hits.
It's just, you know, like, it wasn't a swing and miss game for them, and yet they still weren't able to really generate any sort of runs.
Yeah.
It's the weirdest thing, seeing them not play well on the road, except for Nicholas Castellanos, who is a weapon.
He's been better than I thought he'd be, and I mean that defensively, too. I'm still not a huge
fan. I mean, even yesterday when he was out there, you're like, oh, no.
Nick,
they hit the ball to him.
Is that Ian Happ out there? No, he's been better, and then that's nice, and I get why a lot of people are writing up columns about whether or not Castellanos would be an off-season target for them.
Well, you know, you got to remember, though, this is a guy who came over from the American League, and he's seeing a lot of pitching staffs that don't know what they're dealing with. And believe me, I'm as happy as any Cubs fan.
Sure.
But what was he hitting, 240-something in Detroit?
I thought it was close to 270.
I don't remember exactly.
I think it was about 270.
Splits were weird, though. You're right.
He wasn't doing anything like what he's doing here in Detroit, which is one of the reasons. Well, I guess they were going to move him anyway to get some prospects. But, you know, nothing negative to say about Castellanos, but let's get through this season, and then you figure out what you're going to do next.
Yeah, and with him, the ballpark effects thing.
Dude, he got murdered by Comerica Park.
You know, I'm sure that he looked at Wrigley Field and was like, ooh.
Come on, through. Basket?
Look at this. Like,
there's
is fun.
Thing that makes it easier, too. It's short anyway, and there's that basket out there. That's a hell of a bonus.
Yeah, that'll work out for sure.
You know, he's 27 years old. It's a conversation worth having. But if you're going to have the conversation, it's got to be in left field. It's time to find a center fielder and maybe move on from Kyle Schwarber, because, I mean, you give up a lot when he's in right,
you
as
do.
Good as Hayward is in center.
I agree, and I would prefer that Hayward stays in right field, because he's great. Like, he's okay in center.
He's fine.
He's great in right field. Mm-hmm. And defense, like, you're trying to save some runs, too, and if you're going to have Castellanos out there, you've got to make the rest of that outfield better and more complete from a defensive standpoint.
Yeah, and you know, and if you're going to play this down the line, whether it's getting healthy toward the end of this season or going into next, it helps that defense if you got more strikeouts in the bullpen. It just does. If the ball's not in play, that means something's not going to clank off Ian Happ's glove or over Castellanos' head or whatever. The bullpen, it's been a miracle how Joe has been able to manage around some of the shortfalls in that bullpen. And he's had to go to Steve Cishek a lot, and I get that that's, you know, maybe that is on Joe. Maybe it is. But when your options are that dude or that dude and you just met the other guy, I don't know how much more you're allowed to do. How much are you capable of doing?
You know what we don't talk about enough, though, and yes, Joe deserves credit, But you got to give Theo and Jed some credit. They've brought in one Joe after another in that bullpen.
That's true.
And I mean, you're getting innings out of David Phelps. I mean, you know, you're getting left-handed outs out of Holland. I mean, they went and got Kimbrel when they could. Where was Rowan Wick, you know, all this time? I mean, every time somebody's gone down, they plugged in one guy after another. And yeah, give Joe credit for making it work, but obviously they're finding arms for him to work with.
Yeah, they're doing a good job of trying to get all this stuff to hold on for a little while or just one more day.
Oh, Wilson Phillips.
Hey, man.
Right there.
Every now and again, I give you one. I give you one that you're like, you weren't expecting. But them not being able to score runs more consistently against guys, Vargas is fine. Like, he's fine. But that's a guy that you should beat up on a little bit with that lineup. You should beat up on it. It's just, it's going to be such an interesting crawl to the end of this thing.
They for whatever reason, this lineup has had trouble with those kind of guys for more than just this year. Rich Hill is one who drives me crazy, who they can't hit to save their lives.
Ivan Nova.
Yeah, these guys like Vargas give them a hard time for some reason.
Well, gentlemen, I appreciate it. Thank you guys so much for being here. Hub, are you back tomorrow?
I am, yes. And I was telling Connor I was hoping to do the whole Bernstein vacation, but I'm actually out of town for a couple days. But we'll be here tomorrow, and I'll be back with Connor next Tuesday.
Yeah, well, there's nothing really going on at Bear, so it's totally fine that you take a vacation for sure. That is Bernstein and McKnight with Hub Arkish.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.